a public process which requires any applicant from an eligible country to go to dvlottery.state.gov, and it outlines all of the eligibility requirements and also gives some warnings. The incidences of fraud and attempts to scam and defraud people out of money are on the rise, so we're really encouraging people to go to the State Department's website to make sure that they aren't asked for money or to pay fees that aren't actually legitimate.
Now, what can you tell Zimbabweans about this Visa lottery? Can they actually win the lottery? Are there any chances?
Yes, Zimbabwe is an eligible country, and there have been winners from Zimbabwe in the past.
So the chances are just like any other lottery?
Yes, it depends on the amount of people who apply and how many people who apply are actually eligible and meet the eligibility requirements.
Now, is there any money that is required for somebody to apply?
There is no fee to apply. But as I noted, there are a lot of fake websites that tell people that they have to pay a fee to apply, and that's not the case. So we do encourage people to go to the State Department's website. The way that they can tell whether it's an illegitimate website is if the ending of the website is .gov, .gov. That indicates that it's a U.S. government website and not a scam website.
So can Zimbabweans actually even contact the embassy if they're not sure?
Yes, they can. The email address for the consular section for the U.S. Embassy is consularharari@state.gov. And if people have questions about the legitimacy of a website, they are welcome to contact us. We also have links to the website on our Facebook site and on our embassy website, which is harari.usembassy.gov.